What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, my God. When podcasts merge.
When podcasts collide. Oh, my God. This is so sexy. This music is so sexy.
Very horny song. It's a very yes, Evan, do you like this?
Who is this you pitched down?
This is me, obviously.
You sound incredible.
Thank you so much. I'm a baritone.
Yeah.
Obviously. This is the genius Mark Rivers, who's a comedy icon. He wrote this song for me in like 2 days.
It's incredible.
Hello! Hey. Welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arta Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. You guys, we have first timers.
Oh my God.
But they are not first timers to the Bachelor franchise. They host their own Bachelor franchise. Now, your podcast is about more than The Bachelor, but you do every episode.
It's very Bachelor heavy. Mostly The Bachelor. We're going to do Love is Blind
now. Oh my
God,
I'm obsessed.
But, you know, in general.
It starts tonight. Your podcast is called Your Mom and Dad.
It is.
And they are married, and they've been together since high school.
Yeah, we are high school sweethearts, which is wild to think
Jess
about.
Jess and Evan Ambrose.
Hey,
oh my God. Thank you so much for inviting us into your bougie garage. I mean, everybody.
Thank you.
Everyone listening has to know how fabulous, because I'm sure every guest reaction is like,
does it feel good?
It feels so good.
I like that it's in a separate. Now, yours is also in your garage.
It is, but it's definitely more of a.
to give you perspective, our carpet is brown.
Right.
And not in like a cool, interesting way.
Like
in the way that, like,
was
it originally brown? Or is it now brown? Meanwhile, I'm looking at elephants with birds riding on backs.
That's right.
Like, this is incredible.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my endorphins are flowing.
Can I just tell you the fact that you're already in. You're already in on the holiday party list. All you need to do is like my house, and I'll leave my house to you.
We're never leaving your house.
Also, Dr. Banana will be arriving shortly. She's finishing up another podcast. You know, normally it's not a two for Tuesday. Normally we're not doing a back-to-back.
Can you believe the double?
The double. They had us working triple time last fall as a bachelor podcast host doing Golden and Paradise.
That was wild.
I think they're going to do it again.
You really think
so? Now, they made an announcement that Golden's going to be in the fall, so when's Paradise?
I saw a rumor floating around that Paradise might be canceled this year.
Okay, let's bring her in. Katie Levine,
what?
KT Money.
What is this rumor?
I saw the rumor today, and I'm kind of panicking.
Where did you see this?
Paradise is my favorite.
It's the best one. That's the only reason we learned the farm team, so we can go to Paradise.
I was seeing it like reposted by like Batch Nation Scoop and numerous other. They were saying, and
I wonder if it's like too expensive to do.
No, they just rent it out. They go off season.
Yeah, but like. If you've noticed, they don't go on as many dates anymore. They just go to the Vedanta. They don't go anywhere else.
That's true.
I think with when the schedule got off, because it used to be end of summer. Yes. It used to be a summer show.
Which made sense. Yes, I was like, I would watch it in my bikini in the living room.
Yeah, now we're watching in November and the heat's on
December.
In my house.
It was December. It was into the holidays.
I don't like it.
No, they need to just fill it in between Bachelor and like it has to be just end of summer programming.
That's the thing. It has to be. But I think with Golden Bachelorette, I'm like, maybe it's just the cost. They paid for Michael Bolton for Joey, so maybe they have no money left.
They paid for Michael Bolton for Joey. And so rumor has it they're approaching Susan Lucci from All My Children to maybe be Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Like, Evan?
They want celebrity.
Like a proper celeb.
But I don't buy that. I feel like remember, didn't they say that Kris Jenner or something? Like, I don't buy it.
They're throwing Kris stuff around. Jenner,
They can't afford Iowa. Like, no.
They can't afford Cabo, but they can afford, you know, Kris Jenner. Like, I feel
They're like, Vedanta is getting too pricey. But we can do Kris Jenner.
I mean, okay, now before we get going, I'm going to say I feel like Joey's the best bachelor we've had since Ben Higgins.
Oh, you know what? I have to probably agree. He's so good.
Okay,
so good.
And Evan is having it. Evan is like much like a lot of the straight guys on here. Evan, talk to us.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm fully willing to admit when I'm threatened by someone's good looks and insecure about my insecurities. I swear, I just appreciate him and his beauty and the fact that every single woman is losing their mind over him. Yeah. I totally get it.
It's the first one I feel like they've been horny about.
It's a horn vibe. It's a horn vibe.
Everyone's horned up.
Because Ari was cute, but nobody knew him because he was from so long ago. Right. I didn't know who he was. I didn't watch the season he was on. So, like, I think Ari, they like the precursor of, like, I remember you just now with Charity. You were really nice. Your uncle sucked, you know?
Other than your uncle, everything was great.
Yeah, so your uncle said that you were really off. Look at Scout right now on the pillow. That is a full calendar shot.
She knows how to use a pillow.
That's if she goes up and she moves them with her head and fluffs them. Katie's dog is the podcast animal. Mittens isn't allowed outside because she's too cute to get gobbled.
Scout is distracting me because
Scout is like Joey with the ladies on the top.
Yeah, just chilling.
So you're jealous, a little
jealous of Joey.
Scout and Joey.
You're jealous of Scout and Joey.
So I love Joey. It's just, what I'll say is this. The last episode, I feel like I saw a new side of him, so I'm changing.
Like what?
Like, I feel like he's opening up, he's saying some jokes, he's starting to kind of get a little flirty and fun. Up until this moment, though, I did feel like, check a pulse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was kind of like, he better get with someone who has some serious spunk, because if we got two low energy people,
that's
like,
a good point.
You're going to go over to their house and they're just going to be asleep, because he's so chill.
You're right.
He's so chill.
And
so
we need someone who's like, on him.
Oh, I need to go out with Joey.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I need to go
out
with
Joey. Because you have just this beautiful high energy. I feel like you two together, it would just be magic.
Joey and I would thrive.
You guys would be a hot, hot couple together. Wait a second.
And he would always say, like, she's a real jokester. He would call me a jokester.
Like, you're such a rascal.
Yeah, I am a rascal.
Stuff like that.
I am a rascal. Jokester. I can handle rascal. I couldn't handle jokester.
Yeah.
Jokester feels like you're like a whoopee cushion.
Jokester is like, I don't get comedy.
Yes. Jokester is like, I love to laugh, but I don't really.
Someone who says jokester is the same person that says, like, oh, you're a comedian.
Yeah.
Tell me a joke.
Oh, my God. Which is everyone. And it's like, it makes you want to, like, it's just like, I can't. I'm going to go lock myself in the basement.
This
we had
the
a good
50s,
run.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, overall, turns out, spoiler alert, Leia sucks.
I mean, out of left field.
She was too hot to be cool.
She's so stinking beautiful.
She's too hot to be cool.
She's got amazing style. And then she starts this whole season off with being a literal angel of light by being like, I could never do this to the women.
Yes.
Take the card and throw it in the fire.
Boring. Keep the card. Oh, we were saying that if we were produced, Anna, our producer, is coming, that she was watching it at home and wanted to scream if she was like a 60-year-old Bachelor producer being like, you stupid bitch. Don't you understand? And the mechanics of the show. We gave you this as our narrative, you know?
Yeah. 1,000%. I saw her post. Someone had posted, like, who, I think it was the Bachelorette, did a meme talking about, like, which producer hated Leia enough to give her this edit. And they said something about who threw, like, because she threw the date card in the fire.
Yes.
And Leia responded, and she's like, that's it.
Whoa. So she knows.
Well, she's like, when I made that. No, agreed.
Yeah, because she's like, I don't think it's just an edit. Yeah, I think she's a mean girl.
At this point, she's doing it. Now we know she's doing it to herself.
Yeah, she's a mean girl.
No, she sucks. So well, here we are. Maria is in tears. Sexy Maria.
Oh, my God.
Who is a shitster, I will say.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, we saw it a bit this season, but, like, honestly, it's warranted at this point.
And also, like, shitster in, like, the most... the way in which I want to be your best friend because yes. you keep life a little exciting.
Maria, yeah. Maria. No, I stand by Maria. Like, honestly, she should be, like we said yesterday, she should be telling them to shut the fuck up.
Look, like,
she should be, she's not wrong. I don't trust her. I don't trust her.
Interesting.
But she's fun TV and she's a very charming villain and I'm rooting for her. And as we were saying yesterday, she's effortless. Like, she's the least contoured, the least made up. She's borrowing curling iron. She's just hot. She's a hot Canadian.
It's so funny that you don't trust her. I'm like to the point where I'm like, I think I would lay down my life for
you
Maria.
Love her.
I'm obsessed with Maria. She might be my most favorite contestant.
She's great.
I don't know how long.
She's a star.
They're like the fact that too, she's like super into horror movies. And yes. She's just different.
She's a fun.
She's unique.
She's a hot Canadian.
She's a sprinkle heiress.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Sprinkle heiress.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I think she's aggravating to some of these women.
Because she's so hot. Kind of,
well, yeah. Not only is she so hot, but it's also like then she's into the stuff.
Yeah.
That you're not supposed to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's into horror. She's quirky. She's interesting.
Yeah.
And then she's like really good looking. And then her dad owns like a sprinkle empire.
Yes.
Like, there's just a couple things you can't compete with.
Her dad with a cigar sitting back, putting his dick on the table in the first episode on his lawn.
He's a rock star.
Full back. Like, just real, real BDE sitting on that front lawn with a cigar.
We need hometowns with Maria's dad.
You know, we're going to get them and they're going to be wild.
I pray
there's
for hometowns.
There's no way, because he's going to go to Fantasy Suite with Maria. There's no way.
He has to be.
He has to.
Can't stand her, I have to.
Yes, and she's fun. She's at least fun.
She's so fun.
And she actually does feel like she's into horror and stuff like that, because sometimes when people are like, I'm such a nerd. Like when like Olivia Munn was like, I'm the nerd that came up. It was like, okay,
I've seen Star Wars once.
Yeah, yeah. You're super hot, like, and I believe that you're hot. I don't buy that you're actually a nerd. Like, maybe
will
I'm
you
wrong.
Play D&D with me? Probably. Not.
Yeah, I don't buy it. But again, that's fine. You're hot and talented. Like, good for you.
Good
but
for
I don't
you.
Buy that you're a nerd.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we are. So Maria's crying and she wants to go home. She's like, fuck this.
Oh,
I want to leave. This is
out.
Bullshit. Leia with her 90s bang. The one piece that the villain, they gave her the 90s bang edit. Now, look, I know the 90s and Y2K is back, baby.
I was going to say, she's like a Gen Z queen, to be honest.
Yes.
Like, the fits and the hair.
The
like,
fits,
she's like, she's giving
it.
TikTok, and she's going to, like, blowing up on TikTok energy. And I might not be a fan of hers, but I will be a fan of her TikTok, like, makeup tutorials.
I mean, look at her. Like, she's gorgeous. She's getting it right. And, like, if I rocked that one, if I did a full side part with one, and then and the fuck it, like she's making fun of millennials in their skinny jeans.
Oh yeah, no.
And
if
going
she
to,
saw
like,
what I was
bar.
Wearing, it would just be like like the full up down. Just,
yeah,
like, she's embarrassing.
She's
mother.
She's mother. She's embarrassing, and not in a fun hot. Not mother like oh I stand you. Mother like no. Mother go home. I'm not done with the dance.
Mother like grandmother.
Yeah, grandmother. Grandmother. You're guilt.
Mom.
Guilt. Mom.
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 Yeah, it's
exactly.
Different.
Mama. Yeah. Okay. So then she was like, look, So then Leia's talking to Joey.
Oh my God.
In a circle. And I do love that Maria was like, you do know there's cameras on us. Like we saw no evidence of her. Did you guys see her say to Leia, shut the fuck up? I didn't see it.
I have not seen anything from Maria other than like a kind of boisterous, energetic personality. Like Edwina was saying, she's fully transparent.
Obsessed
and
with Edwina.
Love Edwina.
R.I.P. Edwina.
Absolutely devoed.
We did not know. She was the most voice of reason.
Honestly.
She was like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Like ally to Maria. Maria's losing allies left and right.
Right.
Which is interesting because like a lot of people are like, well, Maria's not doing anything. Maria's just loud. I think she's
and
just
sexy,
kind of boisterous
and
loud, and she probably is a little vulgar, and she's not like the other girls. Like, you know, you notice all these girls, right? When he goes, will you accept the choice? They go, yes, thank you. And it's like, she goes, yeah. And it's like,
I think the second she changed
that.
Into something more comfortable is the second.
That, you're absolutely right. Everyone took it personal.
Yeah,
like,
I would.
You put that lingerie on to mess with my mind.
I could tell you, I am an insecure enough late bloomer that the junior high that looked like Barb from Stranger Things would not be able to handle let me slip into something more comfortable and not want to destroy Maria. I would be so threatened.
No, 35-year-old Jess right here and right now wants Maria. I want her approval more than anything. Yes. But like 25-year-old Jess, I wouldn't be able to handle it. No. I'd be so insecure.
Sure.
I'd be so insecure. So I get it.
Yeah.
But the fact that she hasn't said like or done anything, but we're hearing all this like, well, all this shit is happening behind the scenes. I have a fantasy that like there's, you know, they're all going to bed at night. The producers turn off the lights in their bunk beds.
Yes.
And as soon as the lights go off, she's just like, rise and shine, bitches. Yes. And like her real personality goes.
Yeah.
I hope that's what it is. That I would is. Love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Banana.
Oh my God.
Hello. We miss you. We love you. Dr. Banana, these are your new best friends. You're going to love them so much.
Dr.
This is Jess. This is Evan. They're high school sweethearts. They've been together since high school.
It's true. Orange County, Long Beach, you know. But met in Orange County and escaped.
Happy Valentine's Day to my forever Valentine, Dr. Banana.
Oh, this is so lovely.
Look how cute you look. You've got on a nice barn jacket. You've got a cute ring on. Your hair is looking cute.
We're watching
cute.
Production in
We're looking in production
live
in
right
production.
Now. And Dr. Banana, can you
Dr.
give me
Banana.
Some...
Anna, don't even worry about that
this,
one. That one doesn't record.
That one doesn't record. This is...
Oh, Anna Banana?
She's Anna.
Got
but
it.
She's Hannah Montana, Ariana, Rosanna, Jenna, Mittens, Meowreen, Hosnier, Levine, but her name all comes down to Dr. Banana.
Wow.
Yeah,
what
Dr.
A journey.
She's a journey. We've been around the world together. We're going to go to Bro Diego together. I've made contact with Aaron.
Yes.
Who I think is going to, I think we can, do you know Aaron?
I don't know Aaron, but I do know that Katie Thurston is like, they're in good standing together. So I bet that she too can.
I'll have Katie's doing the podcast next week, which is the Bachelorette. Katie immediately replied to me about Bro Diego. She's going to be in Washington, so she can't do it, but she's coming to do the podcast next week.
She'll guys will have me. The best time.
I'm so excited
she's
with
so
Aaron Foley. What a
That's
combo.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good one. She can hook me up with Aaron and all the bros.
Oh, yes.
The Bro Diego. We've made contact. They're friends with Katie Thurston. Right. Katie's doing the podcast. Okay. And we're going to hook up Bro Diego. I've gotten some contact with Aaron. He got scared again, but we're going to live back in.
Learn back in with the burrito. I feel like it's very San Diego burrito energy.
Make sure there's potatoes in the burrito, you'll get them.
Oh, are we going to start with Aaron and James? I feel like, and then like if they're the top of our bro pyramid, our brodiad, pira bro.
Is this what happens, by the way, the banana thing?
Yes.
Okay.
This is how it happens. It's easy. You better watch out, Evan. You might get yourself a nickname.
I'm down. I'm kind of excited.
Seventh Evan.
We're going.
Seventh Evan is good. Do you remember when, what's her name? Oh, Ashley I allegedly lost her virginity on Bachelor Winter Games.
Yes, with
Kevin. And she called it, she said, I'm in seventh Kevin.
Oh,
a Canadian
wow.
firefighter who married Ingrid.
Astrid.
They have a baby.
So maybe it could be like a seventh Evan. Ashley I. Kennedy, Bob. I mean, I don't know.
Yes,
throw it in there
that's
somewhere.
That's really good.
I got you. Yeah.
She's on it. Jess is on it.
I'm trying.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to give Jess a good one. We have to get Jess a very good one. Like, yes, Jess. You know, like, yes.
Oh, I like that.
It's not a mess, Jess. It's a yes, Jess. Yes, Jess. Okay, so here we are. All we're talking about, Anna, just catching you up, is Leia's a villain. She's got her 90s bang. They're just mad that Maria's so
bangs.
Hot.
Keep the bangs.
Keep the nails. Keep the
nails.
The earring,
oh, my God.
Dress.
She's so young. You forget how young she is because she threw the card away. You're like, wow, what a mature move.
Yes.
And then you're like, wait.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Oh, yeah. No, when I think about it, I'm like, when I was 23, I couldn't have made my way. Like, I was just drunk underneath a couch. Like, I never have gotten myself to the mansion in the first place.
Also, we're assuming that was the actual card. We're also assuming that you can't just, like, that the card actually was, like, you know, like a cashier's check.
Yeah.
That's right.
That, like, I just threw the actual card away, but I can still use it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's actually interesting.
Like,
if we
did
have
they say, by the way, you have to present this to the producer at this window in order to cash it? Like, this is all symbolic.
All right.
That's true.
That's a good point, Evan.
What happens if all of a sudden Maria has a one-on-one coming up and Leia's like, I'm going to use that card that I threw in the fire and steal a one-on-one?
I'm practicing your nicknames and it feels good. Okay, so here we are. So then basically, Leia's pouting to Joey and she's like, look, I think they've
edited it to make it look like she's saying about Maria. I'm sure we'll be lifelong friends after this.
Yeah, we were just wondering about Maria.
Like they, I think that was a Franken edit.
I feel like there was a lot of Franken editing happening with Leia. I feel like she's absolutely obsessed with Maria, but I feel 100. Like the amount was. But maybe that edit was about Sydney.
It had
where she was
about,
like, I'll be lifelong friends with her.
It had to not be about Maria, and they Franken edited it.
Yeah. Like our dearly departed Sydney that we worship.
They hate her because she burned the cashier's check.
Yeah, exactly.
You ruined our plan.
They
right?
ruined like, they, you
we tried something
bitch.
Fresh.
Yeah. Yes.
You destroyed it.
Yeah.
They hate her.
Yeah.
They we tried something fresh. We've been here since 1982.
Yeah.
And all we had was a sausage wheel and this thing.
This is what we get.
That's it.
Yeah.
So the sausage wheel we know is a keeper. What we don't know is yeah. So then we have Medina, Funky Cole Medina is hugging Maria. And she's like, I love you. She's like, Leah's so dumb. And so Maria's shaking her head. And Leah trips when she goes back in, which was fun.
Yeah.
She, like, stumbles.
Do you think the producers put a rock there? So they
No, the producers don't like her. They're showing everything evil she says. They're like, put it on tape.
Everything.
The trip. Jess was just saying that she read today there may not be paradise.
I was telling you. I was reading something that it might not happen.
But they say that every year. Every year.
But then I did see an article that they hinted at a golden paradise, possibly.
Whoa,
like they were like, wouldn't that be fun? And it's like, don't you say that if you're not going to bring us
that.
Golden
don't
paradise.
Like, we're in Florida.
It'll be like Key West.
Yeah,
oh my God. Absolutely. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. I feel like it has to be on a cruise.
Panama, yes.
But make sure it's docked, just for safety reasons.
The Queen Mary.
Yeah. Haunted by all their friends.
Yeah. Our 10th year. It's all right. High school reunion.
So they go into the rose ceremony and they cut our fucking icon and Queen Edwina and the sister Allison. Boy, they cast the wrong sister. They needed to cast a better pair of sisters. He wasn't going to pick either of these. They were too Philadelphia for him.
But they were so great. Never forget Lauren being like, fuck this.
Yeah, when she's like, maybe I'll see you at hometowns was so iconic.
I've never
seen someone melt down so fast.
Obsessed.
It was like 24 hours full meltdown.
Fuck
and I'm
this.
Like,
oh, yeah.
She melted down like a divorcee who just found out her alimony was cut.
Seriously?
She did not feel 24. It was like a real. She's got like 7 kids.
The bottle of rosé is run dry.
Oh, yeah.
And she's
she's like, it's 1 o'clock somewhere.
The bag
fuck
of rosé.
Yeah. My bag. Fuck this. Okay, great. So then here we go. So then we're it's like, get ready, guys. We're going from Malta to Spain.
Wow.
And they're in southern Spain. And Maria wakes up and she goes, guess what, guys? It's gonna be a new me this week. I'm well rested. I've finally gotten some sleep. Here we are. I'm
bless
well rested.
Oh, no.
And she's
bless
like, you
her.
Know what? Let's just go hang out. Just out of curiosity. I'm just spitballing here. So this is after he goes off on the Vespa with my number one pick,
Rachel.
Kelsey A.
Yeah.
Kelsey A.
Yeah.
He goes off with Kelsey out of Vespa. She's like, it's adorable. They're like, she's clinging onto the back. And she's like, just spitballing here. Would anybody have used that card if they had it now? Just reminding you that you had it and you threw it away. You still haven't gotten a one-on-one, bitch. Like,
right.
So I loved it. I'm like, also, too, like, an interesting conversation piece.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like, we don't need a producer right now. Maria's here
Maria's
to bring up
doing
the good
it.
Questions.
Yeah.
And I love that Kelsey T was like, I would have used it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kelsey,
like, thank God someone's being honest.
Kelsey T, it's starting to get to her. And it's wearing her down. Not doing really well. Rachel is feeling sad.
That question was interesting to me because it felt so real.
Yes.
That it felt weird.
Yes.
Like, we're so used to people just going, like, being forced to answer questions. Like, clearly the producers walk up and go, so how do you feel about this? And they just go, I feel currently very excited for my date tomorrow.
Right.
Like, it's everything's very, like, forced.
Yes. Yep.
That was, like, one of the only times I've ever seen someone bring up, like, a, what do you guys think about this? And it was like, whoa.
Yeah. It felt very real.
And other than Kelsey T, everyone was stumped.
Yeah, none of them knew what to say. They're like,
I would never do such a thing.
I would honor my sisters in this journey.
She is an incredible likable shit star.
She's also, a I would have been like, well, I would wait till Jess got a date.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Then I would ruin her.
If next you want question? The complex email yes. answer. Yeah. And Leia was like, and I took that person. Yeah, Maria is coming for
oh
me.
My God.
And I'm like, Leia, what did she say?
Leia is, it's like, you are pretty enough and you got the first impression, Rose. You don't need to be that bitch. Like, you can actually just, like, ride on being pretty and sweet and, like, not... You don't need to now go into, like, if we got another two-on-one. Everybody gets a two-on-one with Maria oh that gets God. Knocked out.
I know.
Everybody, like, you know what? Like, it's going to be Jess gets a two-on-one. Leia gets a two-on-one.
I actually love that.
Yes. Honestly, until we get to the final Rose. Yeah. And that's why Joey's crying at the end. Yeah. Because, like, someone went down on the two-on-one and was like, well, I guess I've eliminated
yeah,
her.
It's yeah, really, I'm the only person left. And then she self-eliminated. And she's like, you know what? I don't like what I see. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about the date with Kelsey A. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. Evan might be... Now, guys, we know you hate any chewing sound, so we offer string cheese here. And as you know,
nuts.
A soft nut. We do a cashew. We used to have almonds, and people got mad, so we do a soft nut. And Evan might enjoy a soft nut later. He'll lean back from the mic on a soft nut.
lean back on a soft nut, please.
I'm also just a little... And maybe this is just I'm not as good of a host as you, but I'm also like curious on the person that can't... Like, I gotta eat...
I know.
I have 40 minutes in this podcast, and I have a strict diet. And if I will not eat.
If I don't get my protein.
Where's the food? Mid podcast. Like, it's very thoughtful, but I always think in terms of like, oh, thank God. Anyway, what are you saying? You know what I mean? Like,
I need to. I'm on.
My Postmates just came in. Don't mind me.
I need mid podcast. Yeah. I can't not eat. So here we are. We're in Spain, and I gotta say, Joey and Kelsey had a very natural date. And
very
I want to give it up for some of these Gen Z gals who are like giving it to him like, I'm not sure yet about you. Like, she's like, I'm not falling. I'm tripping. And then at the end, she's like, okay, I'm falling. But like, she's not playing the part of like, I'm falling. She's like, yeah, I don't know yet. I don't know you really yet. Like,
so true. It's the Gen Z. They're so calm, cool, and collected always. Yeah. They intimidate me so much because I feel very desperado as well.
Oh, yeah, they're not people pleasers. Yeah. They're like, I don't know. I haven't decided about you.
Yeah. They just like, are back on their heels.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a wild thing.
Nice. Yeah.
It's
maybe she self-eliminates.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe that's why they gave us that's what
I was thinking. I was thinking that
someone breaks his heart here.
I think it's Kelsey, and I think she self-eliminates because of the I'm not falling, I'm in the tripping.
Yeah.
And I thought she would actually be self-possessed enough
to actually leave.
What do you think, Katie?
I really like her. I think she's like the most normal one there.
She's adorable.
She seems very real. She's beautiful. She's not trying, like you said, not trying too hard. That could totally make sense. Because, I mean, we keep seeing someone like destroys him and like breaks his heart. And every time he like talks about Kelsey, because this is the first time we've really seen them together, but every time he's just like, there's something about her.
And he's like, I look for her in the room. I look for her. Yeah. I look for her.
No, they have a connection.
Now, I also wonder, though, if that's, I still feel like, and I'm not going to look at you because I know that you guys know her a little or know somebody who knows her. I sometimes wonder if he, if Daisy makes it to number two and he cries from breaking her heart. You know nothing.
I know nothing.
So in my mind, I'm like, is he crying because he's just cut Daisy, who I believe will be our next bachelorette?
Daisy is big bachelor energy, but Kelsey A gives me bachelor energy. That's too.
True. Yes.
I agree. It would ruin sometimes Kelsey.
Too. I don't know. Who could it be?
I feel like it's never obvious.
Yeah, no.
We always say like, oh, that's our next person. And then it's like three tiers different.
Yes. Yes.
I also always worry because like when it's someone like Kelsey who I like so much and I'm like, oh, she seems so real. I worry it would like ruin her then.
That's you know? True. That's
yeah,
true.
You're right. Because it does.
It does. It like they changes
put
them.
They put people through the machine and
then
it
they go
just
on
does.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. Oh my God. I would love that. Are you kidding me? I would fucking love to be on Dancing with the Stars.
This really is like a, like I, now that you guys are, I've never thought about this, but like it takes people from normalcy, like
full
having
pipeline.
A job and friendships
yes.
to just like now my identity
forever.
Is like monetized yeah. and like yeah. everything I do is just yes. how do I maintain enough to get the brand deal?
Yeah,
and you
3 years,
see like the spiral and you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh
3 years
my God.
You'll be dealing with crippling insecurity
yes.
because like then you don't know what to do next.
Because there's been like four more waves of people after you
yeah.
and you're not quite as so older. Anna's friend bought a bike from, remember Yosef who called
yeah.
Claire old and was like this
yeah, and he's
is
like,
oh,
what, my
Yosef's
daughter
sees this,
no
yes.
so here it's, her friend bought
my
a bike
friend was like texting
Yosef.
The other day like she lives in Alabama she's like so I went to go and she watches the show and she was like I went to go but I don't think she watched that season specifically because she hit me up was like is this guy someone you know and I was like is that fucking Yosef and she's like yeah I just
what?
Bought a bike from him and he immediately told me he was on The Bachelor.
The idea of being of all people Yosef
yes.
who had like I mean, he's the meme that will meme forever
yes.
on this
Everyone
show.
Everyone still
yes.
says, what about Yosef's
Everyone
daughter?
Hates Yosef, and
yeah.
then
yeah.
he right away says, by the way, I'm on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be hiding. I'd be
and
changing
he was
my identity.
He was
I'm
proud
not.
Proud to be yeah. a villain. He was like, I was the villain.
Yeah, he like something like
he was proud.
Telling her
oh,
everything.
And he said he
and
wanted
was
to
like,
be on a podcast. He wants a podcast.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, I think she said, like, oh, my friend runs a podcast. He's like, I'd love to be on it. And she was like, oh, never mind.
And Yosef will be
I'll pay for the ticket.
Week.
I'll fly out.
Yeah.
Was this, like, Facebook Marketplace? Or was
probably,
this, like...
Or, like, Craigslist
And
something.
This wasn't, like, a motorcycle. This was, like...
No,
a,
like a literal, like,
bicycle.
A traditional bicycle.
Yeah.
Bicycle.
And she said he, like, had all a bunch of, like, weird new bike stuff. And she was like, where did he...
Did he, like, steal all these
bikes? Is he becoming a bike salesman?
He's a bike salesman.
Chop shop for bikes.
So Joey says, and much
probably
going
to get back to him. So you know what, Yosef? Good for you.
Good
sticking
for
in there.
You. Hang in there, Yosef.
Wish you all
bikes.
The best of luck on the bike.
Yeah,
side.
Exactly.
I'm happy to hear you're a bike salesman.
You're right. And it was disgusting that a woman at 39 was looking for love. That's disgusting.
That's right. He
Absolutely.
Said, like, you're the oldest bachelorette, Claire.
Yes, it's disgusting. You're advanced age. You're disgusting. Meanwhile, he's like, I like Joey. Really seems like he actually has traveled a lot. And I mm-hmm. actually believed him when he was like, I like to explore the culture and learn about like something specific to the place. And then at night, I go explore the nightlife. And I thought, that's actually a very, very good, like, simple approach to going somewhere new. Like,
yeah.
I go something that's very traditional to
yep.
the area and then go out at night. Like, I'm like, you seem easy to travel with, Joey.
Yeah, he
did
seems
you,
fun.
Did you see on page 6 he's currently being ripped apart on Twitter because he said Malta
oh.
had, like, an old school vibe.
Oh.
He's like,
oh.
this town is like, an old school vibe or something,
yeah.
and they're all like, you
it's
bitch.
Like Boston.
yeah, yeah.
It's
not an
old school
it vibe.
Was, this town was built in, like, the 1500s,
sir. I'm sorry.
Like 2,000-year-old
old.
City.
had a camera on me at all times.
Oh,
the amount of sound bites.
Oh,
when,
no.
You guys know when I get tired and my brain just says the wrong word? Like when I have to do ads or something,
yeah.
my brain like just says the wrong words. It
yeah.
just does. If I had a camera on me at all times when I'm overtired or if I'm multitasking and stressed, you could really cobble the, make me look like a fucking idiot. For
I,
sure.
I would say that especially after you ask me like, what are your thoughts on Malta the third time?
Yeah.
You know, and the first time, I'm like, the architecture is unbelievable. The
yeah,
second
yeah, yeah.
time, I'm like, oh my God, the people. Are so nice. The third time, I'm like, it's like very old vibe. And it's like hella old. And like, you know, like,
yeah.
At some
yeah.
point, I'm just like looking, like, that looks cool.
Yeah. I saw a castle.
Yeah. Oh, it was very like knights and shit.
Yeah, I saw Captain Sandy, yo. Yeah.
Okay, so then we have, so he's going off and Jess is sad and Leia won't stop going, why is Maria here? It's like, because she's hot and fun, because that's The Bachelor. Why? Because
her father owns the Sprinkle Empire of Canada.
Because she's sexy and there's still 14 of you. So what? You just live and let live, bitch. So then Rachel's sad. Kelsey's driving off. Kelsey T is sad and crying. Meanwhile, they go and they eat food right from the butcher. He and the other Kelsey just eat and slices of meat.
I didn't enjoy that part.
I know you did it. I know that you did it. He's always noticing her in a crowded room. Spain loves their meat. I'll tell you, it's not a great place. I think it'd be hard to be a vegan in Spain.
I would love to be a butcher.
I went as a vegetarian and it was hard enough. I would be like, I'm going to starve.
Yes.
But you weren't even vegan then?
No, I was just vegetarian.
Say the cheese, the fromage.
My favorite thing, the main thing I ate was manchego cheese sandwiches. You could just get, it was like, it was like the most amazing bread, butter, and manchego cheese. And I was like, that's all I need.
A cheese sandwich in Europe?
It's like an old school grilled cheese.
Butter. And I love that manchego cheese just slapping me in the face.
Throw that bad boy on a... Yeah, I know.
Someone get her a charcuterie board.
We just want the cheese, baby. Yeah. Cheese wheel.
Give me the five cheese.
Yeah, I know.
Meanwhile, she does art nights and wine nights at her house. Mm-hmm. And they go and they play soccer in the street. And they're actually both pretty good. Mm-hmm. And the other Kelsey is back and they're struggling while they're doing the magical fountain and tossing pennies in. And the other Kelsey is like, it's tough. It's so tough. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to travel and explore. Meanwhile, he is traveling and exploring. He's like, this is a dream. I've been to Spain. I wanted to be with a lady. Mm-hmm. I'm just blown away. And he's like, so how are you? And this is when she goes, I'm not falling. No, I'm actually not falling yet. I'm tripping. I'm tripping. I'm starting to trip. I'm not even tripping. I'm actually starting to trip. It's the beginning. And he's like, I can ease into that.
That's cool, man.
I mean, is he a dud? Is he a dud?
It's very like 70s rock. So I was like, I'm down with that.
He's trying to be cool. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, babe.
I think he seems to me to have like realistic expectations of this as well in a way. You know, like
I feel like he takes the piss out of himself too. Yeah. We saw that a lot in this episode.
I really like him.
He's the Bachelor I've liked the most in a long
time. I think he's my favorite watched.
I have had multiple friends who have started watching in the past few years. Like, I don't think they saw Ben Higgins. And they're like, is this what it's like to actually like The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Because they're just I don't
know. You're like, wait, I'm attracted to this person.
I don't hate him. I like him.
Yeah. I like him.
Meanwhile, they start kissing. And he's like, it's the small things. It's the butterflies. There's potential. And, you know, something to build on.
Mm-hmm. And they both have the same eyes.
They both have the same eyes.
Very like this greenish hazel eyes, and they both just stare into each other's eyes. It's a big energy.
Now, this was a trauma story that I could get behind.
Yeah.
This was one that felt...
I liked it more than my parents got divorced.
Yes, because this one was also one that I felt like some of them are like, whoa, too soon, not needed. This one was like... Okay, this felt a little soon, but I felt like this one, I was like, okay. The way she said it, it started out with, I have the best parents. They're the best parents. They were both police officers in the police officers.
It was giving a little pro-war propaganda.
I was like, what?
Where have you been?
I was like, huh?
And then mom was soldier of the year.
Yes. I was like,
soldier of fortune.
I was like, wait, what?
No one soldiered as hard as her.
So metal.
Soldier of the year was like, whoa. And then when she got pregnant, she retired from being soldier of the year.
And then
she hung up her towel.
She hung it up, and she was an amazing woman. She had energy and a spirit, caring. I was like, the soldier of the year? Wow. And then, so how old is she? She's got to be, oh, it says it right here.
We got it.
She is 25. So when she was 15, she was 15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
This poor, her mom got breast cancer, and it quickly metastasized. It moved to her bones.
It doesn't matter.
It spread.
It spread. It's hella old Malta. It spread. And it took 6 months. It was aggressive. And then 2 months later, she passed away.
Oh my God.
And she's like, and this process for me is hard because I know that it ends in engagement. And it's hard to know that my mom will be there at the wedding. And then she said, you know, I said to my dad when I got on, I asked what she would have thought about this process. Oh, she saw butterflies. And she always saw butterflies when she sees her mom. The day she found out in New Orleans. And he said, you're your mother's daughter. You're so brave. You exude your mom's energy. And then she said, I know she sees everything. And then she says to Joey, I think she would like you. And he says, your mom would be so proud. And then they kiss. And she says, I guess I am falling. Oh, my God, stop. I guess I'm starting to fall for Joey. I loved this date. I just got chills. No, I love
that. I got teary. I was getting, I was emotional listening to her. She's also just so, she's just so cool.
Yeah.
But then also so transparent. Like the way that she like talked about her mom, I was like locked in. Yes. And normally I kind of I'll drift a little bit and be taking notes. I'm like, no, I was locked in with
me
her.
Me too.
That was a good
She's
one.
Special.
That was good trauma.
It was.
There's like good trauma where you're like, I like this trauma. Then there's like weird, like my boyfriend cheated on me when I was 20 and you're like, that doesn't matter. And then there's like basement dad trauma where you're like, that's just weird.
Yes. This is trauma.
In the basement?
This is trauma I can get behind.
Yeah.
I felt.
This felt like real trauma.
And I felt like she I felt like.
By the way, you sound like my parents right now. Like, I hate to say that.
I felt like she presented it in a way that felt like it was not with self-pity. It was not. I felt there was grace and elegance. It was presenting the facts, but not in a cold way. It did not feel remotely manipulative to try to get something from him. It felt authentically. It felt. Great. She had so much grace when she shared this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also felt like it was her almost letting him know, hey, just so you know, hometowns, this is the situation. Just, you know, and that's also, what it felt. And I feel like she knows she can get to hometowns.
And
she
it knows. Also yeah, probably felt a little bit like maybe part of the reason I'm tripping, not falling is like the whole, like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around like mom's not good. Like, that's a big, that's
for
big
sure.
stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Was she on that bride date that the sisters went on and were, when they the was she? Oh. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't remember. Yeah.
I think she's great. I think she's the finalist, and either she breaks his heart at the end or she wins.
You know, now
I think she's last person standing.
Yeah, now that you're saying that she might leave, and now it's stuck in my head because I get fits the energy of like, you know what? I don't know if this is the best time for me to leave. Like, would have the capacity to do that.
Yes,
and not get caught up.
Do we think that someone leaves him at the altar?
They're
because there's this level of like
way.
They made it so obvious. Is it, like, are they really just going to give the whole ending
away?
Well,
someone does leave, right? Because they obviously keep seeing that note that's saying, hey, I think we need to talk.
But it's going
to
be earlier. That's a Franken.
No, for sure, for sure.
But think about it. Okay, so we had the preview of Clay Torres' season when there was the Echo Teary Chapel of Hell in Iceland with the rainstorm and the Hillary Clinton coat and I love this woman and then the crying on the stage.
I, like, I told everyone here I love them.
Now, I have to say, that was a pretty accurate preview.
That was
hell.
Very accurate.
Also,
that was a
Colton,
pretty...
the fence jump. They gave us the fence
they
jump.
They did give us
very
the fence
early.
Very early.
And
they kept teasing it forever.
And that was pretty accurate.
I think...
I'm hopeful.
I mean, what if he, like, if he proposes to someone and they say no, then he can't propose to who the other person is.
No, I know.
Because they will watch this.
It's
like,
too late.
Can we go get so and so back?
Oh,
I don't. I'm hoping that it's a mislead and that he's upset about Daisy. It's
it's like he's breaking up with someone who he really loves and he's just so upset about it because he, like, does love them both.
Yeah.
What if two people break up with him?
Oh, my God.
What
if
they both
everyone? And that's his biggest fear and they keep, like, having that replay.
The one that he's going to break up with, she breaks up. breaks up with him first, and he's like, well, I wasn't expecting that. And then the second one breaks up with him. Oh, that would be good TV.
They're like, I'm sorry, it's the feet. Do this. They're hideous.
Jen could have
Jen told us.
Just spread the news around the hotel rooms and we're out.
Meanwhile, we are back and we're doing a group date. And you know, they're like, okay, I'm hoping that I'm about to go on a proper date with my husband, which is what's her name? Rachel is excited. She got the next one-on-one date. She's excited to go with her husband. Leia is still upset by Maria. Joey and Leia, she says, Team Loey. I didn't love that.
Didn't love. Rejected.
What was the group date? I can't even remember.
It was the painting.
Yeah.
Where they were like, painting, yes. Do a painting and then come up with. And I would the explain quote, this to me.
I cannot.
Why does everyone take it all so seriously?
I cannot.
Like, why are there no jokes? We need a Blake Moines with like a penis.
Yeah. Someone with a boner.
Show me like a clitoris. Like I need something.
It was just like two rings together because we're gonna get married. You're like,
yeah, the only one that was Maria. Like it was a bad time on the double date with Sydney. That was the only one that had a little sass. But everybody, it's just like give me something funny. Blake Moynes lost his boner in Paradise. He was black box dick patrol, and then it went away.
They took it away from him.
It went away.
He took his spirit away.
They took his spirit and his boner. Her away.
I wish Maria would have done. I love that she made that was a little more fun than every other one. But I wish she would have done some like horror movie scene. Just really.
That's
just
fun. And then what's her face? She had the rings. Who won? Right?
Jess.
Yeah, Jess.
Like that was like a shitty painting,
dude. And then the amount of
it was literally two wedding rings.
The amount of people that
like, this sucks.
I cannot imagine every single time. Like, and here's your white Speedo and your white tankini, and you get to go like paint each other and make out and like roll around on paint.
I just think about getting it out of my hair.
All of it.
That was the first thing I thought. And I was like, also like you know,
it looked
as
cold
a woman,
that
you don't
day.
Wash your hair every day, and you're like, what if I washed my?
It looks cold. It looked cold that day.
1,000%. And that you better. Have given me that bathing suit. Yeah. That better have not been mine because you just ruined it. Okay.
Yeah, but like, you're getting it out of your it's like your nails, your hair. I'm just like, oh god.
And you know what's expected. You know you're not talking. You're not getting to know. You are literally just rolling around naked, painting each other. That's the deal. We've seen it 15 times. Yep. It's not brand new like the fire cart or the dick wheel of sausage.
It's 30 wheel. Minutes of playing in paint that's cold, and then like 4 hours of like getting it out of crevices.
Yeah.
Horrific.
In front of Teamsters that are like eating hoagies and stuff, just like watching.
Yeah.
They've seen so many
guys
different...
on breaks.
Yeah.
Like imagine playing in a bikini in paint while men in breaks on breaks are just watching.
Because you know it's like a cold hose. They're so like here's your shower, your cold hose.
Yeah, here's like, your hose. Yeah. There's like the hose PA.
The guys are like, oh, the cigarettes here are so much better than at home. You know, like those.
They're like Teamsters leaning up against the van waiting to take you back to the hotel.
Yeah, crew.
They've seen so many people do this. Like their 15th bikini paint.
Oh my god, that would make me so insecure. I'd be like, am I doing well? Because like nobody would be reacting to it.
They're so dead. They're so dead to it. There's like nothing new you could do that's like fun. Like
it's terrible.
And it's Jess, and it is what it is. And they go to the paint party. And then
I love that Joey, by the way, painted himself.
I mean, with no face. He painted himself with no face.
Yeah. Of everything he painted himself. No face. Yeah. What is that?
What a weird thing to paint.
What a weird and
it
no
felt
face.
Like I am not here.
It felt like very Megan, Meg 3 Ann. It was just like it was something very like haunted doll. He was like a haunted boy. I'm a big boy. Haunted big boy doll. Like a mannequin. I'm the mannequin.
Think
big
about
boy.
That. I was just like, oh, okay, Joey.
Honestly, I was just like thinking what I would paint, and I'd be like, I just paint my dog and be like, I miss my dog.
Yeah, I love that.
I love you like I love my dog. It's what I love the most in the world, my dog. And maybe you'll be 1/10 of that. Not ever.
Never.
1/100th asshole.
Oh my god.
You will always come 5th to my dog. So then they go to a party, and Jen painted her corn on the cob. She painted her corn on the cob surfboard.
Yes.
So then she pulls out her glorified stethoscope. She's like, "Welcome to my world. I dropped
Is
out
she
of being
a doctor?
She's a student. She
oh,
dropped
okay.
out of like being a student." And she's like, "I want to pull you into my world." So then they kiss.
Kelsey's like, Kelsey T comes in and goes, I think Spain looks good on me.
Oh, the confidence I lived.
I was like, okay, what? I would be like, do you like me? Yeah. Do you like my outfit? It's fine. It's fine. I got it in Revolve. I have a lot of credit card debt now. I spent too much money on my looks. I budgeted for $2,000. I spent $8,000. I'm in debt.
I'm praying they'll let me back into work.
Exactly. I made errors. I didn't even make it to week 3. Meanwhile, Jess is spiraling.
Yes.
And she's like, I'm distressed and I'm nervous.
Hot mess Jess.
So hot mess Jess. Mm-hmm. Maria interrupts Caitlin, the scientist, who's adorable, who then goes back. She's like, well, she was nice about it, but she did interrupt me. And Jess, who, if you recall, night one interrupted everybody and said, yep, the kissy poo, sorry poo, sorry not sorry poo. Like, you opened the season as this woman. You can't.
She also interrupted someone. She saw him twice that first night.
That's
remember?
What I'm saying. Oh, that's yeah, what I'm 20. Saying.
She was like, I'm not trying to be that girl.
Yeah, no, she was living for it in the ITM. She was like, this is going to be my season and my moment. And she's like, it's giving disrespect.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
So then she comes and but when it's not her and like she's lost her confidence, it's Maria, she goes, it's giving disrespect on all sides. It's so disrespectful. And like, you know, we all agreed that we would all have her turn. She has her rose. She's in tears. Meanwhile, Maria's making out with Joey. Jess is trying to be fair. Maria's like, is it a problem that I spoke to Joey? Stay out of it. Your fake ass apology. It just went on and on.
It was so. Oh wait, no. Because that was at the cocktail party.
Yes.
Yeah. So this was the group date at night. Maria got the rose.
Maria got the rose.
And then the explosion was the cocktail party. Okay.
Yes.
Because I was like, oh wait a second. Right. I'm like,
I'm scared. It was just.
It doesn't matter. It's all the same.
What's so mind boggling to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that everyone who has an issue with anything? All three. So it's Jess.
Yes.
Leia. Sydney.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happened to them.
No.
Yes.
It was all like champions for someone else.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
like, how dare you take her date and interrupt her?
Yes.
How dare you say something about my friend? Like, the most aggro people are the people that nothing happened to.
Yes. You're absolutely
like, what is
right.
that? Yeah. We've and never
nothing,
seen that.
Nothing
usually
has happened.
It's a one-on-one issue. Yeah. You said that about me. I'm mad at you.
Nothing has happened. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back. Bachelor Villain.
In it for the money.
In it for the gram followers.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Here we are. We're back. Yeah, I feel like this season is people that cannot hang.
It's very like, it's very much sorority of the rose. Like they started sorority day one. And if you're part of the sorority, because when Leia was even saying the comment about the curling iron.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, it felt very sorority. Like, our the sister sorority that we pretend to like, but we can't stand you. She always comes over. She uses our Dyson air wraps. We hate her. She's not part of our sisterhood.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on?
It is very, it is very femme sorority, mean girl,
like bully, but like we fake. It was like talking like her pants are the wrong cut.
Yes,
like mean.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, she called me weird. It was all just things. Yeah, say shut the fuck up. It's like these are not huge atrocities, and you're throwing around verbal abuse. It's like what?
Yeah.
I wonder like what will happen. So if they don't do Paradise, what happens to our sweet Maria? Where does she go? Back to Canada? Where do people
Bachelorette.
Go? Oh,
that's the bachelorette. Fun bachelorette.
Who's been your favorite bachelorette?
I mean, I have to say, well, first of all, Caitlin Bristowe.
Me too. Yeah. Number one.
Has to be number one.
Still number one forever and ever.
I loved Claire and Tayshia's season.
Okay.
I thought it was so fun and interesting. I know people were like, it was like the COVID.
What did
I get
you love about it?
Well, it shocked me because it was so surprising. And also, I feel like Tayshia was one of the best bachelorettes.
Oh, my God. She was
and great guys.
I hate to say it. And I know people got defended her honor. She was such a smoke show. I know people got mad that a guy called her a smoke show. But I was like, the preview when Claire left and she came out of the pool in that like Bond girl bikini. Oh. Holy fuck.
They just said it how it is.
She was so hot.
And then Blake Spooner was just like, I love Tayshia. They're like, you said you loved Claire. Shut up.
Yes. Dude, I mean, did Claire ever get married? Did Claire ever?
Yeah, Claire did actually
get
married.
Yeah,
to a
broke
civilian.
Up to someone else,
great,
and she has a baby now.
She got it. That's nice. Yeah. Poor Claire. She was too pure for this world.
Yeah,
she a really little bit.
Was she Claire?
I just feel like she
you
was
remember
a little,
Claire, right?
I just feel like she was a little.
I just met my husband.
I feel like she was.
Shut it down, Chris.
I feel like she was a little too. She was a little too Cinderella thing in her, and her dad had like dementia. Like I feel like, and her mom had died.
Her dad had died, and her mom had dementia.
I just feel like she was a
and
little.
Her dad left her a CD.
I feel like she. Oh, that's right. That she had in Watt. I feel like she was a little too. I think she was actually too, like. I feel like some of the other bachelorettes come in like maybe like it's. She didn't care about the Instagram followers. She wanted the husband in a way that was like, whoa.
Yeah. She's like, I'm out literally night three with my husband. Like I don't.
Taco Dale from Party City.
Yes.
People always talk about showing up for the right reasons.
Yes.
Maybe I'm crazy here, but I actually feel like it's more insane if you show up for the right reasons. Maybe
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, agree.
If you show
As
up for the clout, there's a little bit of like, oh, we know what we're all here for.
Yeah.
But to show up on a TV set for the right reasons, I'm always a little bit like, what?
Yes, you remember we're all like,
that's
like
a good
you went through all this?
This is a little unhinged.
You
don't
crazy
have an
bitch.
Instagram? What are you doing here?
You're absolutely right.
It's true.
It feels weird.
You really
in this
can't win. We're all like,
it's like it's beautiful that you're like so pure of heart, but it's also like a what?
You know, it's concerning. Like, you know, it's like a perfect in between. I feel like the perfect in between was Charity.
Oh, yeah. And like, she was a great bachelorette.
She was the perfect, actually, I feel like she was looking for her husband and is savvy enough to that she'll probably sell a few boxes of whatever, make some bank along the way.
She
and
went
like,
from like the hottest children's therapist.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it always is like, this is the hottest social worker. Well, she's going to be bachelorette now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now, like, crushes Dancing with the Stars, and now she's on tour.
Did she win? Did she
didn't win, but she got really far, and now she's on tour. And
are they living in Brooklyn? Where are they?
I think they moved to New York, I'm pretty sure.
Good.
And
good.
They seem like they're doing amazing.
I feel like the couples that moved to New York do well. I'm obsessed with Matt James and his lady.
Yes, they're so cute.
They're so cute. The videos of Rachel, her eating, just chowing down these giant, like, lobsters. Girls with butter and ice cream and like they're the hottest people.
I know they just stay so hot. You're like
they're so hot and they're just like and they know what we want. We want to watch these hot people just eating calories.
I'm like I just want to tune into YouTube and just watch sexy people eat. It's one of my favorite things.
What is that mukbang? What is that?
Yeah,
it's just like
that's on
whoa.
Loop for me.
Like what? Like they. Figured it out. They seem like they have a good time together. He's grown out his beard. He's like, fuck you, bachelor. You bone me. Like, we're hot and fun. True. Like, you know what? We figured it out.
They did.
I wonder when they'll get married.
I hope they don't. I hope they like reject the system and they're like, no, we're not going to do that.
We're not doing that.
We're going to be just partners for forever.
I love Dean and Kaylin.
Yeah.
I love Dean and Kaylin. Van life. Just fucking sexy. She's mm-hmm. like, she was like the, you know, the pageant girl, and she fell for Dean.
Yeah. She fell for Van boy.
She fell for Van boy.
I mean, he was hot. Oh. It's hard not to fall for.
Have you met right. Dean?
What am I talking about?
I haven't met Dean.
Okay. We've met Dean. Holy.
He lives up to.
Fuck. We've met a lot of them.
Everyone's looking down like, that was an insane time.
It was hard to make eye contact. It was hard to make eye contact with
Gorgeous
Dean.
Gorgeous man.
He was so
I had to walk him from
hot.
One side of Outside Lands to our tent, which was on the other side.
Oh,
and it
wow.
took 45 minutes because every girl was like jumping on
we
him.
Were
I was
the
like,
first.
We'll never get back.
We were the first.
Never made it back.
Yeah.
So at the time, Outside Lands used to do a comedy tent. And we were the earliest programmed show of the
it's
the
like 11 a.m.
It was like an 11 or noon show, like up against like some real band. You know, it's like
arguably one of the best festivals, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The best.
It's like the coolest.
But we were like, I did other shows that were having a hard time filling the comedy tent, competing
sure.
against like, you know, Solange or whatever.
Right.
Like,
right.
So like, yeah. And it was far away. Like, you have to really be like, I'm
yeah, they make you like, it's like outside of Golden Gate
yeah.
Park, like yeah, across the street.
Like,
yeah,
you gotta take a bus over. Yeah, yeah. Shuttle.
Like, it's
like,
just you know
at
what?
The improv.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Brea Improv.
Right, yeah, yeah.
it's like literally like, it's like somebody who's like just burned out from dancing and doing Molly and they need a breather.
Yeah.
And so we were like, no, we were nervous because the shows I had done had been not crowded at all. And it was fucking packed.
Off the strength of Dean.
It
and
was
we also
Dean.
Had a bunch of guys, too.
We had Dean, we had Alex, we had Kenny, we had Ben Z.
Ben yeah. Z, dude.
Oh,
that's a throwback.
Oh, we had
dog.
Ben Zorn. Ben
and we had
Zorn.
Alex, the Russian.
Alex, the Russian.
Yeah. Oh,
Kenny.
Wow, Alex.
Kenny Wells. We had Wells.
That's right.
But
that was an era.
That was an era. But Dean, I think.
A lot of Rachel Lindsay's guys
it was,
were there.
But Dean
okay.
was.
Oh, yeah, but Dean was like.
Who have you guys met?
I mean, we've been a handful of people going to some of the Christmas parties that Stefan Lovegrove threw. So we met Aaron.
Okay.
He exceeded everything. Oh, all
tell,
of my gosh. Hearts and dreams desires.
Tell me everything.
He's
is he
just,
tall? Is he super tall?
He's tall. He's
yeah.
gorgeous.
Is he?
Yeah.
And he is
oh,
the same
it.
Energy. Like,
yes.
He's just like, hey, bro, what's going on, man? Let's party and rage and have a great time. And I'm
yes.
like, let's do it.
Yes.
You know?
We
Big,
will.
What you see is what you get.
Yes.
1,000%.
Yeah, there's no, like, act.
Yeah, no.
No,
he was probably the most, I was the most starstruck
well,
with Aaron. Because
we have found they're
fan.
All gorgeous. The men and the women are all
yeah, they're human prizes.
Gorgeous.
No, when you walk into a room, like a party with them, you like,
what
Evan and I both looked at each other, we're like,
I'm
I
a monster. I'm a monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a
Annalise.
Fucking.
Do you remember how they treated Annalise?
They treated like Annalise.
They treated her, she was like, oh, stage five,
she
clinger.
Was, she was
and it's like,
so
when we
hot.
Saw her in person, I was like, you're like, she's a gorgeous
woman.
Like,
I would beg for this woman
yeah.
to pay attention
like,
to me.
Why are you treating her like a
gorgeous.
Freak?
She was honestly so hot.
Oh. Everyone.
Yeah, and also the guys are like 7'6".
Yeah.
So there's like
so
this,
massive.
I'm like, I'm not tall, but I'm like 6'1", and I'm just like.
You're like 5'5".
I'm
to
just
them.
Like,
yeah,
hey,
literally.
Like, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, it's very
like,
bizarre.
Yeah. Daddy.
Yeah.
It is. It's just like.
Dad, dad,
yeah.
dad, dad.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna come back. And we're gonna do our tweet of the weeks, and we're gonna have you guess in who you think is gonna be runner-up, winner, and the next Bachelorette.
Okay.
The eagle has landed.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. So here we are. We're going into the rose ceremony. Jess screams, "You need to grow up. You need to grow the fuck up, bitch." And then she goes,
like, "You're the one screaming right now." About, like, what?
I'm so over the shit with Maria. I cannot literally handle it anymore.
And our number one goes in after her. I was like, yeah, run after her, Leia. You bad
and then,
person.
And then he cut our queen. Yeah. He cut Funky Cole Medina and Autumn. And then he goes, "Pack your bags. We're going to Montreal."
And then that's Leia comes like, "We're going to Canada." I was like, stop.
Yeah, you're not
already in Europe. Stay in Europe.
I know. Why like, you're bouncing all over the place.
I was like, why would you go from Calabasas to Malta to Spain to Montreal? Also, it's Montreal, dude. Montreal.
He said Montreal?
He said Montreal.
Oh, no. Well, it's an old town vibe. I know. That's cool vibes.
Old vibes.
He did make
not
out.
Not quite as old, but.
Still got some old school vibes.
But a little older.
He made out with Autumn quite a bit. I was surprised when he cut Autumn. Funky Cole Medina lasted longer than I thought she would.
Yeah,
I feel like definitely Medina, they probably felt production needed to keep her around for the drama that was going on. I really enjoyed Medina.
Yes.
I feel like they didn't really have too many conversations.
They want to show her getting closer and closer to death because she's so old.
So old. 31, that's disgusting.
Yeah. It's the idea that I'm like older than Medina, I'm like, oh, boy.
I know.
That how you see yourself? Oh,
you're just disgusting.
Oh, I'm a fucking corpse.
This is disgusting. These women looking for love at 31, that's disgusting. Autumn, you know, she seemed nice.
Autumn's lovely. If she goes to paradise in 2 years, 3 years, whatever it comes back, I think she'll do well for herself.
I agree.
She'll be like the top like anchor in San Diego.
She feels like her blush, her blush line is giving anchor.
Yeah.
Yes. Autumn's one of those like she comes back and then like guys like, who's that?
Yeah.
You know how they do that? 100%. Like every guy's like, what season were that? Were you even? They have to explain. They're like, season 17. Third episode, I went home, and they're like, "Oh, cool."
The sausage wheel,
It is. Yes,
well, good for her. That's actually a good thing. Be like, you can check out my sausage clip.
That is true.
Well, the importance it feels like of now having the hottest Instagram feed between now and Paradise, because it feels like everybody pre-checks each other out.
Oh, yeah. You want to get those fire emojis
you
popping.
You need to get as hot, particularly if you get caught early, you best be getting the hottest Instagram feed ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go to you. Who wants to go first, Evan or Jess?
I'll go first.
Okay, Jess. Okay, who do you think is going to be the runner-up? Or do you want to go top three? You can.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that I think that I'll say top four because I think it's going to be Kelsey A, Rachel, Kelsey T, and Daisy.
Okay, and who do you think are going to be the top two?
I think Kelsey A, and now you guys have me convinced, I think Kelsey A is going to leave.
As number one, as the top pick. He's going to want to propose to her, but she's going to leave.
Yes, I think so. And I don't know who I feel like Daisy's giving me Bachelorette.
Yes.
And I could see Rachel being the runner-up and Kelsey T being his final choice. There's something about Kelsey T. I've been saying it from day one. She's my sleeper. He always gives her one of the first roses.
You think she's gonna win?
I can.
But if Kelsey A leaves at that, you can't have. It's got to just be two.
I mean, you know what's great though? Unless if the Kelsey top two are Kelsey, it doesn't matter. You could just say the wrong name.
No. I think Kelsey. I think Kelsey A is gonna leave before. I think she leaves like after hometowns. Hometowns are hard. There's memories.
Ooh. Maybe she's right. So you think the top two are Daisy?
I think the top two
and Kelsey.
I'm going to say Rachel and Kelsey T are
and
the top
the
two.
And the winner is Kelsey T. Mm-hmm. I just got chills for you.
And I think Daisy's Bachelorette.
I literally just got chills for you.
I like that.
Okay. Ooh. Dr. Kelsey Banana, I'm going to let you go next.
Oh, man. I'm going to say, I'm going to say Lexi might win.
Okay.
Oh, Lexi. Yeah, Lexi's
And then who's going to be number two?
Number two, I'll say Kelsey A.
And what's the twist?
They both dump him.
And what? And who's the bachelorette?
I would say Daisy.
Okay.
She's a good bachelorette pick.
Who wants to go next? Katie or Evan?
Okay. I agree. I think Lexi takes it.
Okay.
It's like, it's been nothing but like aces the whole time, I feel like.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like she's handled everything perfectly.
Yeah.
He seems to be mad. It's almost like they're kind of just like, yeah, we could put her away for now because she'll be there at the end.
It's true.
That's the energy
true.
I'm getting from that. Mm-hmm. I think.
You're right.
Daisy's runner up.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's why he's crying?
Yes. Okay. He's torn on that. And then I think the next bachelorette is either Rachel or Kelsey A.
Look at you.
Okay.
Wild card.
It could go any way. It's
okay. KT money.
There's a lot of good women.
KT
money. Up until now, I thought Daisy was going to win, but I don't know. I really kind of see Kelsey A now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Like, they just, everything seemed effortless about them.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Kelsey's going to win.
Is she going to leave?
No, I think he's going to be crying because he broke up with Daisy. I think you're right. Because, like, whoever he breaks up with, I think he likes them so much that he's going to be crying about
it. Agree to agree.
I also think Rachel will make it to the top three.
Yeah. Rachel is more a than strong
Lexi.
Contender.
More than Lexi.
More than Kelsey T.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because Rachel also seems more secure.
And you, okay.
The other two are not secure, and you have to be secure to make it that far.
But you don't think Maria's making a top three? Top three's fantasy suite.
Oh,
God, you're right.
Top three fantasy suite.
He wants to fuck Maria. No,
honestly, I think Maria's going to go home sooner than that. I don't know. I just feel like
is
the
she
going to
self-eliminate?
I think the drama is just going to get to him. And
is she going to self-eliminate?
It's going to poison their relationship.
Like, but if Jess said, like, because we have Leia, we've had.
Yeah, we've had multiple people.
So if Jess is the third person to talk shit.
Yeah, it's going to.
Will that just be like too much?
It poisons it.
What if we have Maria and Kelsey A, or someone else, two people self-eliminate, and that's why he's like also tripping because we keep seeing the ITMs like what's happening,
just like when Rachel, everybody kept Rachel, people, everybody kept leaving for Rachel. Okay, I'm gonna say number three. I'm gonna say I don't know. I'm gonna say the winner. I'm gonna say the winner.
Incredible.
I'm gonna say the winner is Kelsey A.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Daisy is the teary one, and she's Bachelorette. And I'm going to say runner number three is Rachel.
I think Rachel will be the bachelorette.
I think that Daisy will be the bachelorette. And I think she'll be a great bachelorette.
Okay. I feel like all of us are feeling Daisy as bachelorette.
Yes.
I'm going to side note this. Yeah. I think the big upset.
Yes.
Is that the runner up doesn't show up.
Oh, they eliminate at that point
because there's still a rose on the table. So there's like, oh, did she leave and he didn't give it to her, or did the runner up, which I think is going to be Rachel? I'm feeling Rachel. Maybe she's like, no, I think I don't know. And they just don't show up, and that's devastating to him. And then he's like, shit, is the person who I was going to choose not going to show up to? And he's like, tripping out.
This is fun.
I like this. Yeah. Like,
time will tell. Well, are you guys ready to do Tweet of the Week?
Yes.
So here's what you don't. Do you guys have a Sleep Crown sleep pillow?
No, we don't.
Oh, well.
Tell us about it.
Do you like going to a dream portal? Do you like patented nose gap technology? It's like a weighted blanket and like a security blanket and a sleep mask, but in a pillow.
Oh, that sounds amazing. What it looks like.
It's like soft, and you wrap it around your ears and face. This is not an advertiser. It's a woman. It's a woman who's worried about my sleep, and so she sent me one. And so, and this angel, Julie. Our queen,
Julie.
She's been sending them to our Tweet of the Week winners. And if you want your own, they're so soft.
That's amazing.
I like my travel one best, I think. But so they're so soft, and you can get your own at sleepcrown.com/WYATR, code XOXO for discounted stuff. Obsessed. So the winner of Tweet of the Week, send us your mailing address to rosepodcast@gmail.com. And before we do that, we're going to read our reviews. We love your reviews. We're trying to get to 3,000 this year. We're up to 2,469. So we're getting there.
Yeah,
we're getting there. Just go on. Steal your brother's iPhone and just do a little star thing.
Okay, here is one. 5 stars from Brianne Hoffhouse. So many laughs. I look forward to this podcast every week more than any other. So many laughs and great guests. It feels like I'm recapping the show with a bunch of friends. Love you guys. That's a nice. Aww.
That is nice.
That's really nice.
We are your friends.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What can a girl something 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 5 stars from Stupid Pudge. Arden and team, I have turned to you as my Bachelor Universe guides and friends for a crazy amount of time. My own journey, Bachelor journey, started with Ben Higgins. At first, it was as an anthropological study of heterosexuality heightened by weed. Because of you, Bachelor is family. Anyway, enough of that. I'm currently reviewing... because I watched last week's episode too late to tweet this critical thought as a joke. Can we quickly address how much the now eliminated Taylor looks like OG Trista Ryan?
Oh.
Okay. It's like a time machine fell into a personality disorder. Okay. Thank you. Love you. Please discuss before we forget about Taylor until the women tell all. Arden, if you're ever short a hitting partner in LA, I love me some live ball, especially with champion smooches Kevin. That's fun.
She does look like Trista.
She does. Yeah.
She does look like Trista. Oh, okay. I'm also looking at our little sheet. Erica, that we all thought was so cute. Allegedly, Erica back in the day dated Jennifer Aniston's ex-husband.
Justin Theroux. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Scout made out with once.
That's so fun. So Erica was a catch. Here we go.
No, he's like one of the hottest people I've ever met in real life.
Also, how much are we enjoying our new guests that are here today?
Oh, they're great.
They're great, right? I feel like they're keepers. They got to come back.
They're part of the team now.
They're really great. They're really, we got to get them to go to Bro Diego with us.
Oh, we're getting them.
Because they're from like down by Long Beach. Let's get them to Bro Diego.
Yeah, just hop in the van.
All right, let's go back and we'll try to lure him in. Are you guys ready? You've heard all about Sleep Crown.
We are ready.
Okay, so I'm gonna read 7 tweets and we're gonna narrow it down to 2 and we're gonna pick a winner.
Okay.
The first 2 have visual aids. Ooh. This is from the watcher at Teletubbo. The producers intentionally skipping over Leia for every one-on-one date in order to pay her back for ruining their twist in episode 1. And they show 3 producers just laughing maniacally. Laughing maniacally. Here you go, Katie.
I do like them torturing her because they're like, you fucked up.
Yeah, you're right. They'll never get
you don't throw a card in the fire when we give it to you. They're like, brought you to after the final rose. Let you meet Joey. Gave you the card. Yeah. Like,
you want
to
play God? I'll show you God.
I am fucking God.
I am God. We are God.
I'm like, you want tears? We'll give you tears.
This one is from Jean at Aunt Gail's. In Sydney and Leia's defense, Maria does dress like a villain in a rom-com.
That's true.
It is true.
It's very true. She does in the best way possible.
Also, if you guys want to participate, you just tweet to us by midnight the night it airs at Arda Marine, MYRIN, or Anna Hosnier, HOSSNIEH, hashtag WYTR. If you're on Threads, do at Selling Hosnier.
Yeah.
Okay, number 3, Rye Guy at Ryazu, his convo with Kelsey A during their date, telling her he felt he could ease into her. Is he implying overnights?
I think yes.
Okay, number 4, Melissa at Melissa Raven 85. You'd think it was Easter already with how many times Leia said the word peep. Okay, cute.
It's cute.
Here we go, Alex at Jewel Tone Champ. Jess, you guys rubbed your asses together on a giant canvas. Of course you're getting a rose. Calm down.
Yeah.
And then the final one, BF at What a Fun Sexy Time. Despite the early onset drama, I'm glad all the proverbial olds decided to stick together this week.
Yeah.
All right, top 2. What do you guys like for your top 2?
Ooh, I like the first one.
You like the photo?
I like the olds.
You like the olds?
I was going to say, as an old, I appreciate that.
Okay, all right. So we'll do the photo and the olds?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. The watcher at Teletubbo, and the helicopter is Joey coming to take me on a date. Because I'm fun.
You're a jokester.
I'm a jokester, guys. The producers intentionally skipping over Leia for every one-on-one date in order to pay her back for ruining their twist in episode 1. Laughter. I'm fucking God, bitch. And then the last one would be BF at What a Fun Sexy Time. Despite the early onset drama, I'm glad all the proverbial olds decided to stick together this week. Proverbial olds or I'm God, bitch.
I mean,
Jess.
I got to go with the I'm God, bitch.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm
God, bitch or olds.
Wait, is it up to me now?
Yeah, we all vote.
Oh, we all vote. I'm gonna go olds. I like it's okay. Gonna, I feel it's gonna.
Okay,
little...
olds or I'm God, bitch.
I do like Wait, how do you say proverbial olds?
Proverbial old. Okay. Okay, proverbial olds are... Okay, so proverbial olds, we have a brand new winner. I don't think they've won yet. BF at What a Fun Sexy Time. You won yourself a sleep crowd.
Yeah.
Rosepodcast@gmail.com. Despite the early onset drama, I'm glad all the proverbial olds decided to stick together this week. Can I just say, Jess and Evan, what a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, my goodness. What an honor.
Please come back.
Thank you.
Welcome to the club.
You're not going
to
get rid of us.
Oh, no.
We'll be knocking on the door of this gorgeous house every week.
Okay, and what would you like to promote?
I mean, I guess our podcast. It's
Valentine's Day, our love.
Our love.
Where can people find your podcast?
You can find it everywhere you can find podcasts. Also on YouTube as well.
It's called Your Mom and Dad.
Your Mom and Dad, yeah. And we're going to be diving into some Love is Blind recaps as well here, too.
Now, you guys. You guys used to host with Becca from RE Season.
Yes, Chatty Broads.
And how did you guys meet?
That was actually kind of wild. It was, so Becca had mutual friends with some of Evan's mutual friends.
That's so great.
And sometimes we'd hang out, and I met her right before she started, right before her season aired.
Okay.
And so I was watching after just meeting her, and then I found out, she let me know when she found out that she was pregnant, and we started chit-chatting because I have a kiddo. And then we were like, should we just start a podcast together?
That's so fun.
That's how we like actually got to know each other.
That's
so great. The podcast.
That's fun. Yeah. That's so fun. And you guys are such a delightful couple.
Thank you so much.
And such a fun. And I hope your daughter does well in her show.
Thank you so much. Yes, she has her rehearsal.
That's so exciting. Don't forget. So the link to the tickets is on my Instagram link tree. Is it on our website?
No, I'll put that up.
Okay. You can for sure get it in my Instagram link tree, and we'll put it up on, sorry, I just spit on you. And we can put it up on our rosepodcast.vodka. We'll put it up today.
Under live shows.
But it's on my thing. It's going to be at Mike Drop Comedy in San Diego on Saturday, April 6th at 2 p.m. We're doing a daytime, so you can come in and go
home. The olds are here, okay?
Well, we just figured that the bros wouldn't want to give us a 9 o'clock Saturday night.
I know, we can't risk that.
You can't. They're going to be partying.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to love to day drink, brunch it up.
Day drinking. Yeah. And
that's what we should be like, we'll have mimosas.
Now, I believe we're going to crack. So we have Katie Thurston coming next week. I believe we're going to get, I already have Aaron nibbled. I believe we can crack Aaron and James. And then we're going
to
go.
Well, if they listen to this because they want to hear what the podcast is like, come on. We're so fun. One time I dressed up like you for a live show. I have a wig. I'll wear it again and be you to you if you like.
Oh my God, that would be so fun.
I bought a muscle suit and wore it on stage for you.
Oh my God. Did you hear the commitment? Right. Yes. Also, that's such a great venue. I love Mic Drop.
Oh, is it good? Okay, we haven't done it.
It's a really fun venue.
Okay. Super fun. Will it be bright during the day or is it like a blackout situation?
It's dark in there. Good. You get to get your...
It's a venue.
I don't know.
You meant like the sun. I was like, I don't think we're like in Iceland. I mean, I think the sun will be out.
What is the sun like at that era?
How is it that time of day?
I wanted to feel like a nighttime show so that people can come have a show and then go out.
Yes.
Or go home. I want to make it easy for our listeners and for the bros.
You know, when you do it like you're in a dark room for so long and you leave like a movie theater and you're like, it's still light out.
Bro Diego. Bro Diego. I cannot. San Diego.
San Diego.
I feel like it should be called Bro Diego, right?
I mean, we could call it both. The San Diego Bro Diego Show.
The San Diego Bro Diego Show is so good. And we also have our Patreon.
Yes.
We're finishing up Winter House. We're
and
finishing
Southern
up Southern Charm. We're going in.
Summer House is starting. This is the season, baby. Carl and Lindsay break up.
Oh my God, it's like cheese sandwich on butter.
We're going to get so many cold opens.
Oh, God. Yeah, we are. We're going to have so many cold opens. Look at you. I have my activated
AF.
I have my activated AF hat. KT Money, what would you like to promote?
As always, please go to your local shelter and adopt or foster an animal.
Oh, look at that star. Did you see that?
You can have a dog like Scout.
Spooning the pillow.
Y'all, Scout is just the most precious baby. She really is.
Spooning the pillow. Oh, you could get a Mittens or Meow.
She really is. There are so many dogs right now at like especially North Central Shelter in LA. There are like two to three dogs per kennel.
Yes.
They are overflowing with dogs. You know, if you want to dip your toe in it, foster a dog.
Yes.
You can always adopt that dog.
If not, you're helping save a life. You're helping a dog decompress from being at the loud shelter. Please consider it if you can.
And also, if you adopt a dog in Los Angeles and you're having trouble, if you're having behavioral issues, my friend Lisa is a dog trainer. Yes. She's the best. And she's
the best is the best. She trained my dog.
She's the best. And so you could email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com and we'll get you in touch with Lisa, who's been on the podcast, but she's an incredible dog trainer.
On Storage Wars.
She was on Storage Wars.
She's one of the bidders at Storage Wars. So come on, guys. Do you want, like, come on. Oh, come on, girl.
Okay.
You know you can get your dog trained, and then she might have some weird stuff from some storage she bid on.
Can I see your haul?
Yeah. Jess and Evan, what a welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
What a nice addition. True stars. If you want to come to Brodiego and play with the bros.
Yeah, come on down to Brodiego.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me to Brodiego.
Can I just drink in the crowd?
Yes.
I want
to
do.
Please come to Brodiego. You are welcome to come play in Brodiego.
Oh my gosh, you don't have to ask us
I'll
twice.
Let you know who we get. If you want to come play with some ding-dongs, come play.
I'm so down.
That would be so fun. We could play games with Aaron and James.
Oh, you're ready for this.
I love that.
Okay, all right.
Evan loves his Aaron.
They can just toss you back and forth.
Yeah, I'd be like, thanks, Dad.
Until next time, my name is Arna Marine. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose?
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.